Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, babe? Listen, I'm going to be in Vancouver next week. Vancouver will be February 22nd at the Vogue Theater. That's a Wednesday. February 24th, Fresno. February 25th, San Jose. February 26th, Sacramento. March 16th, Fort Myers. 17th, Orlando. 18th, Jacksonville. Boston, all my shows are sold out. The 24th and 25th, thank you very much. And September 22nd, New York City. I have a humongous show. It is being announced next week. Save the date. September 22nd.
Woo!
NYC! Okay, what's up, everybody? We are live right now for the first time ever at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. We're live. You can watch episodes live now. This episode comes out about a week later on YouTube. This is our Valentine's Day episode, but you're seeing it here first. And I have a very, very special guest. We have a very special episode. We were going to do, my mom was going to come on, which she said she will come on, but she had to go to Roosevelt Field Mall right now, because she needed to buy some stuff. She needed to buy different kinds of pants because she's ending menopause. So her body's changing a lot and fluctuating. So she wanted to get menopausal pants. What?
It's too much.
I was lying. I was making that up.
Ending menopause? What?
I was making that up. My mom didn't need that stuff. She went through menopause years ago. No, I'm kidding. No, my mom was going to the mall with her friend, so she couldn't make it today. And then Jerry was going to come, but Jerry felt like right now she just moved into our house. She's not ready. She's still unpacking this and that. So then I was like, you know, who am I going to get? Who am I going to get for Valentine's Day? I considered bringing Violet in here, my one-year-old daughter, but then realized she doesn't speak yet. I thought about getting my dad in, Tampa Tony. I thought maybe it'd be fun to zoom him in. And then I actually, you know, I thought about bringing Giannis in.
Do you want to stop mentioning people before me?
And then here it is, right on cue to kill the bit. Jasmine came in as my fifth choice and came in just a second too early, because she got mad and got impatient and ruined the comedy bit. And
why
now we're just
going to... even here?
No, you're here because I love you and because you're
you
here.
Had nobody else.
You're here because you're once again wearing one of my sweaters as a dress.
Your own mom said no to being your Valentine.
I know. My mom said no. Everybody said no. So I thought, what better choice than my fifth place Valentine, Jasmine Cañuelas. Boricua. Bolena, Dominicana, Colombiana.
Who?
Who? Excuse I want to be with a Dominican bitch.
Then go. You going to start with your shit already? You're lucky these candles aren't lit.
Yo, wow. They are. I know. I'm happy. Yeah. What do you think of these? By the way, I got you these roses and these candles. I set up a romantic scene. No, literally, I set up a romantic scene. This was sponsored by CVS.
Venetia set this up lovely. It's beautiful.
Venetia ruined my Valentine's Day because I asked her for an egg and avocado sandwich and she put ham on it.
And you ate it anyway.
Happy Valentine's Day to Venetia and Pimp.
This is the most romantic like it's going to get for me.
No, like, are you kidding me? You're going to get this. You're going to get this later. yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Shawnee. No, but happy Valentine's Day, babe. Now, I want to bring this up. This is the first Valentine's Day that we've spent together in a while, right?
No, last year we spent it together.
What did we do last year for Valentine's Day? Do you even remember?
See, yeah, I do remember.
What did we do? Okay. What did we do? So I guarantee she doesn't remember. She talks mad shit. What did we do last year for Valentine's Day?
We went to a basketball game because you wanted to be put up on the big screen.
Go New York, go New York, go. Go
That's
New
what we
York,
did.
New York.
He poses
Knicks.
It as, oh, I want to take you to the game and I want to go get a nice meal. And no, it's because you wanted to be there and there was no way out. You had to take me with you.
I had to promote, baby. I had to promote my shows. Always promoting. That we did go to a basketball game last year, but if you remember, we went to dinner before.
No, we didn't.
We went to the Soho House.
Sure about that?
Yes, and you accused me of flirting with the waitress, and we got into a fight on Valentine's Day.
That wasn't the same day.
If I literally go, if I'm in public with Jasmine, and there's a waitress who's like even over like a three, and if I don't act deaf, mute, and retarded, she literally thinks that I've had sex with that woman at some point in my life.
You know, because you know the vibes you get. You know, you feel it. Your intuition kicks in, and it's like something happened there. There's a connection there, and you know it.
Genuinely nothing happened.
Bullshit. Let's go find her. I'm going to ask her.
I don't even know her name, and I don't even know if she is or her. It's the Soho House. It's Bohemian New York City. By the way, I've revoked my membership at the Soho House. I am done. I did not pay.
Really?
Well, I wanted to not pay, but it was on auto pay, so I did pay again for this year. But next year, I know. I didn't realize. But I'm done. For this year, I'll go though. But Jazz,
you're wearing the wrong socks with those shoes and pants.
Well, you know why? Because it literally. So
you're wearing them because I always wear your socks.
Here's the thing with my family. Either Jasmine's wearing my socks, or when we went to clean out Jerry's apartment last week, he's got my socks and my kid's socks on all little objects around his house. Like he's collecting socks like a serial killer. I was like, why are all my socks in your house? And my children's socks all over your house.
They were hanging off the incense on the wall.
Yeah, he had Violet's little 2-month-old socks hanging off the incense
on
the
walls.
That's
cute, though.
It is cute. He loves the kids. So let me ask you. It's Valentine's Day. Couple of things. Number one, I'm uncomfortable about my socks. So, Pimp, just crop this out. I feel like, what is your advice for couples today on Valentine's Day?
You look hot. You look like buff. Like,
well, I've made a decision to dress more white. I've made a decision to dress more.
Just yesterday, you were calling yourself Puerto Rican, though.
Well, because I'm a man. I am because I was driving a moving truck. I am Puerto Rican. I think I'm not just one thing. I think literally. I think I'm. I can be Puerto Rican. I can be white. I think I could be black. I could be Indian.
You can be whatever you want to be.
I could be whatever I want to be, because what I see is not all different races, but one race, and that's the human race. Because remember, yesterday was history. But what do you think? What do you think of? Stop looking at me like that. What do you think of couples today on Valentine's Day? What's advice? What's a tip? What would you like to see from your mans and them today on Valentine's Day?
My mans and them?
Yeah.
Like you?
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, I don't like when people are like, oh, I don't need the flowers and the chocolates or whatever. I think that's cute. I think it's a nice sentiment. And I think that men should do that for women. And women can do that for men too. Why not? Make people feel special.
B, can you go to the store and get us chocolate, please?
Yeah.
No, you didn't even get the flowers.
Just give me a Hershey bar.
Venetia did that for me. Thank you, Venetia. I feel loved. Thank you.
You're my Valentine.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. V, let's be honest. Venetia is a lesbian for you. She's like, in the other end, it's both sides are the same. So you think the flowers and the chocolate,
I think it's cute.
People who say, you know, Valentine's Day was made up by the Hallmark Channel and it's just like a corporate, you say, no, it is a day of love.
I think it is a day of love. Yes, every day is a day of love and you can show love whenever. But still, I think one day where you do a little extra, why not? You don't have to spend so much money. It's just something to like make someone smile. Why not?
But why can't I do that on February 13th or February 15th?
Why? Because you have a show on the 14th?
I have a show on the 16th and the 17th, Stanford Comedy Club. Shout out. It is sold out. I saw. Oh, yeah. See, that's... Cut that part out. Stop looking at my sweater. This is a
it's cute.
I thought it was a Valentine's Day sweater.
It reminds me of Saved by the Bell.
Okay, so here's what I tell you. So first of all, it's a Japanese brand, and the buttons are on the other side, which is weird. It throws your whole mind off, because I'm used to buttoning this way. This goes this way. It's like reading backwards, like I'm Hebrew. So I got it from this site. It's called Grailed, G-R-A-I-L-E-D. My boy Tommy, the tour manager, Tommy Russo, put me onto it. and he and it's a dope app, and they have all vintage clothing, and you just put in your size, what you want, what era. I got like multiple Carlo Colucci sweaters. Mm-hmm. I got this. It's really not that. It's like this sweater was like $50, like not too crazy. You know, it was made in like 1980, but it's interesting. It all ships from Ukraine. Jazz is like, you got a package from Ukraine 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I thought they were at war. Like, is Zelensky wearing these sweaters? Like, how are you at war but also getting me my packages in 3 days?
No, it is strange.
It's strange, right? Because it's not real. Just like Valentine's Day. It's corporate.
You're such a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just trying to be realistic.
Can you just be romantic, though, for once? Like,
I am romantic.
Light the candles.
I don't know how to use a lighter. I don't... No, but like, here's what I'll say. For me, Valentine's Day, it's more like for kids and younger people like Christmas. I'm not anti-Valentine's Day. I'm celebrating it. I'm honoring it. I wanted you on. I told you to wear your pink boots. You can match my sweater. I'm honoring it. But like, for me, it's like, you know what I do every Valentine's Day? I take my oldest daughter, Delilah, to the same restaurant in Brooklyn.
Oh, she was so pissed last year, remember, that you didn't take her?
Yo,
that
yeah.
we went out instead?
She was mad. She did not... Because she was said, like, and then I've told the story before. We were on the bridge, yeah. sitting in traffic, and she was like, you know, like just angry, giving me like that angry face she does. And I was like, what's wrong? She was like, I don't know. I just thought that you were going to take me out for Valentine's Day, but instead you're taking out my mom. I was like, yeah, because it's your mom. She was like, I thought we had a tradition. And I was like, we do. She was like, well, today's Valentine's Day and you're not taking me where we normally go. You're taking my mom.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, but honey, it's your mom. And then she like waited a minute and she was like, you need to choose right now. Is yeah. it me or mom? And I was like, oh, I was hoping that the bridge just snapped in half and then we just fell into the water and I wouldn't have to answer that question.
So when are you taking me out?
Huh?
When are
well,
you taking me out?
Well, that's what I want to bring up. It's so obviously.
Is this our date?
Well, I was thinking it could be. I was thinking it could be. And I got you a gift card to Zara. But yes, but these khakis are from Zara. I think that I want to take, you know, our daughter out in the early afternoon. I'll take her out right after school. And I was thinking you and I can go out at night somewhere close to the house.
If you want to, no pressure.
Or how about this? You ready for this? What about this as an idea? What if I'll take Delilah out, you know, because she had said, because I even said to Delilah.
You know, you don't have to take me out.
No,
it's
no,
fine.
No, because I said to Delilah, I was like, well, you know, this, obviously I'm, you know, I'll have to bring your little sister this time. Like, this is the first time your little sister is here. And she was like, absolutely not. That's what she said. You heard her say that, right? Yeah. She was like, absolutely not. This is mine and your thing, not hers. So now I don't know what the hell I'm going to do when Violet's old enough to understand it. How am I, I'm gonna have to take one out and then drop her off and then pick up the other one, drop her off and then take the mom out. I'm like, and then take Jerry out. I don't know. It's too much.
No, you have
it's
to chaos. Take them out together.
Delilah's gonna be pissed if I bring Violet.
No. She has to learn to, you know.
But she
your
gets
dad
mad.
To both of them, so she has to like share.
So should I take Tristan too?
Yeah.
How about I take Tristan, Delilah, Violet, and Tristan's
dad out?
You know what?
Take all of them out. Leave me at home alone, and that's my Valentine's
well,
Day gift.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. Is it a better Valentine's Day gift for you to just me to be with all the kids, including Jerry, and you have peace and quiet? You can masturbate. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to do. You want to take one of Sean's power tools? Go crazy. I'm just asking. Would that be better to
just
give you
do
some
that?
Time?
That's fine.
Right.
You know what? I want to remove the pressure. How about that? Let's just like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I don't have to do anything I don't want to do ever? Or just for Valentine's Day?
Let's start with Valentine's Day.
Sorry, I spit on you. Why are you in this posture?
I don't know.
Open up. Show those little titties.
Well, I'm like super padded today.
Oh, speaking of, you know, because obviously, you know, we've talked about Jasmine's breast augmentation, which has been great, which is why we've added shows week after week after week. But now, ready for this? There's a new surgery happening tomorrow, and I'm really
is anything personal.
I'm really excited. You told me in the car that I could talk about this. Jazz is getting her tubes tied. So the baby factory is closed and Jazz's tubes will be tied. So that means no more pulling
I don't know
out.
If I'm going to do it anymore.
What?
I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'm having second thoughts.
What do you mean you're having second thoughts? You don't want to do it?
I don't think so. I feel like, okay.
What?
Do you think this like can change a woman, like how she feels mentally and physically, like having that done. I feel like that's a huge change. I don't know. Does it mess with your hormones? I would think so, right?
Because what does it mess with your hormones?
Because like I read that. I read that it doesn't. Okay, I read that the eggs just get absorbed right back into your body, but then I don't know. Birth control makes me crazy. Okay. I feel like this is gonna make me
the
like
eggs
extra
get
crazy.
Absorbed into your body, and then you sweat it out. You shed that weight. Intermittent fasting, baby. But she doesn't want any more kids. It's fine.
Do you want more kids?
I mean, there's another surgery that could happen here, too. I think I've been through enough.
I was told by Jasmine that this is about her and her choice, and that if I wanted to have another child, she would support that. I was told that.
With the way those pants are hugging your nuts, you're not having any more kids anytime soon. So,
we need... Well, once we get the desk, you're not going to be able to see my nuts. I'm going to go in a diaper and a shirt every episode. Wait a second. Let's clarify something real quick here. What do you mean you're not getting the surgery?
Why is this so upsetting and surprising to you?
First of all, I took off tomorrow, which you told me to take off 2 months in advance so we could do this surgery, and then we're cramming everything into this
Mike
episode
Benetia,
today.
He's not off tomorrow anymore. He's free.
I could have canceled with Gareth.
Aww.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I meant to have him tomorrow.
Yes. Oh my God, this is live.
I'm kidding around.
If I don't want to talk about my surgery, friend. It's too late.
Wait a second. But okay, so you're thinking it's really a hormonal issue on why you don't want
to
do this, Jess.
You know what? To be honest with you, I didn't have a conversation with my doctor.
Okay.
I just said that I wanted to do it. I signed the documents and that's it. And now it's going to be, it's.
Didn't you just get your boobs reduced to go back to being natural?
Exactly.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, so what are
so
we going to
have? So now what? Wait, what? I feel like it is.
What is the process?
So they're not tying them. They're actually removing the tubes. They're removing the fallopian, like a piece of the fallopian tube, and it's not connected anymore.
Okay.
So it's like you can't reverse that. That's like
okay,
permanent.
But my only thing is, all right, understood. You can't reverse it, but that's for people who don't have a handyman.
You know what is
we have Sean.
Reversible?
What? You stepped on another bit. just can you not talk until I'm done talking? I had a great Sean the Handyman fallopian tube bit that's ruined because you want to do a nut joke. But if you're feeling this way about you, that you feel, well, now it's taking away your womanhood, I don't want you to do it. But my question is then it's either going to have to be birth control, condoms, or continue to do anal. And me to you, not as much.
We've never once done that.
Anal?
Shit, this is live.
What do you mean we've never once done that?
Anyway, so then nobody's doing anything. No surgery.
So you're not going to get the surgery tomorrow.
I can try.
Not that bad.
See, thank you, V.
No, I'm talking about getting a vasectomy.
Oh my God. Shut our mic off.
It's way less than what a woman has.
Complications of a vasectomy include hematoma formation. No thanks. Infection, even though I know I can get amoxicillin. Sterilization failure, meaning your sperm, it doesn't work. Sperm granulomas.
No, there's still a chance that you can get somebody pregnant.
Exactly. That's what it means. Pain when you're ejaculating and chronic pain syndrome. Now let's do complications of fallopian tube surgery. Complication of tubes tied. What is the name of the, what is the
tubal ligation? I think.
Complications of having, let's see which is worse.
I think, is that what it is? Ligation?
Okay. Risks include damage to the bowel, bladder. Oh, wow. I don't need you shitting yourself.
Or major blood vessels.
Okay, failure of the procedure resulting in a future unwanted pregnancy, continued pelvic or abdominal pain, improper wound healing or infection. And guys, write in the community board, which is worse, vasectomy or tubal ligation? Tubal ligation.
What about you both doing it? Would that be an option?
So we're both falling apart afterwards? One of us has to survive for the kids.
That's true.
What do you think?
I think I can try birth control again.
Okay.
It made me crazy the first time, but what are we going to do?
Yeah, but my thing with that is also, like, we've been together so long, like, how much crazier is it going to get?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm saying, if you take birth control and you're out of your mind, I'll just take a bunch of mushrooms and we'll even each other out. Like, it's not...
That doesn't sound like fun.
Why don't the 3 times we have sex a year, all 3 times we use condoms? But the lambskin ones. What was that?
I think I'm allergic to those.
You're allergic to lamb skin?
No.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like I would
Venetia
be.
So upset. You're allergic to lamb? In Greek, she's like, from my, what do you mean he don't eat no meat? But what are the, I mean, I wonder if there's women out there that, you know, like who are on the Patreon who have done it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd like to know, like, what happened afterwards. How do you feel?
Yeah.
One of the fans are writing in, he's bringing his girlfriend to a Valentine's weekend in a cabin. What should he plan to make it extra romantic?
Wow. He's doing Valentine's Day in a cabin. What should he bring to make it extra romantic? Well, I think, you know, you need your wine, you need your cheese. You
lots
know,
of candles.
Lots of candles. You know, protein bar, standard intermittent
get
fasting
those, like,
window.
Battery-operated candles, so you don't have to worry about them, like, falling apart if you throw yourselves around.
You know what I think he should bring? You know what I think he should do? He should have, get one of those digital frames and bring that, and then have it pre-programmed with all the pictures from your relationship
Chris.
throughout however long you guys have been together. I think that'll
wow.
be nice.
Wow, I'm then you surprised have all, that you came up with that.
You have
That's
all
really
the lights
cute.
Off. Yeah, you have all the lights off. And then when the lights are, and then the only light that's illuminating is the light from the pictures that
I love that.
Yeah. And the light from the sniper rifle, scope that you'll need to have because you're having a romantic cabin in the woods. Haven't you watched enough movies? No, you're going to get murdered. But I do think that would be nice.
You need edible undies.
Oh, edible undies. I like that.
That's fun.
Nice. Edible undies. I think, have made a playlist of songs, pre-programmed playlist of songs that would have, you know, like be reminders of your relationship throughout the last few years.
I'm getting a little annoyed.
Surprise her with flowers. See if you can maybe even, like, you know, cabin in the woods, go ahead and check, see if there was, like, some type of, if there's an electric stove, if there's a gas stove, whatever. Have, you know, don't tell her that you're cooking her dinner, like candlelight dinner with the music and the pictures.
So here's the thing. You can come up with these ideas.
Yeah. Well, this is stuff I used to do with my ex. I'm kidding.
You.
I'm kidding. No, I would never go to a cabin. I'm not Chrissy Cabins. I'm not Chrissy the Camper. No, I think
so
that.
So you're capable of coming up with this stuff.
Well, I've watched movies and TV shows.
What would your playlist be?
Our playlist?
Ooh.
What would it be? Well, let's.
What would it be?
I think it, Daddy Yankee. It would be Bad Bunny, Whitney Houston.
Dance with Somebody.
Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. That song by No Place I'd Rather Be, Clean Bandit, Rather Be. Remember, that was like our song
in
the beginning.
Oh, that was like our first song.
No Place I'd Rather
Be. I don't forget how it goes. How does it go?
If I play this, will it?
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it? Okay.
Yeah, Google Rather Be. Rather Be, I think it was Clean Bandit. That no play
oh, yeah.
or
yeah,
Jesse was... something yeah yeah
Jesse Glenn.
Yeah, you can't play Jesse Glenn. Yeah, Jess Glenn. Rather Be. I would do that. What other song? I play the national anthem.
Says no a lot.
Yeah. No 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 no.
Very fitting national anthem.
You know what I'd
okay.
do for you if we were in a cabin? You know what I would do.
What
no, seriously, you know what I would do? Here's
what
I would do. I'd have everything I said I'd just do, and then the big surprise in the morning, what I would do is I would have the people who are running land, or I would somehow figure this out, and I would, in the morning,
running
wake us,
the land?
I'd talk to the Native Americans who are running the land, and what I would do is I'd have a 7 a.m. wake up with the sun, or 6 a.m. wake up, whenever the sun's rising, right outside the cabin, I'd have two spin bikes. Set up. And no, seriously, and we could do a spin class, just you and I, your music, your playlist while the sun's coming up. And then we could go, like, you know, into a sauna or, like, kind of, I'd have breakfast ready to go.
What do you want for Valentine's Day?
I want my shows in Fresno to sell out. No, what do I want for Valentine's Day? I honestly, to be honest with you, for real, Valentine's Day for me is about seeing what you and the girls want to do. And so I just want you girls to be happy. I don't.
Okay. Now what do you really want?
I genuinely don't need anything. I mean, if you want to get some, go crazy on Grailed, you can go crazy on Grailed. You want to get something, you know, nice that you think is, like, cool. I'm looking like early 90s, late 80s vibe. That's what I'm feeling right now. But other than that, I just genuinely think, like, it's truly, for me, Valentine's Day.
Violet's always dressed like an 80s baby.
Yeah, she's like cool that. Like that. She's got, she's, Violet, both our kids have.
She is.
She's cool like that.
Our I get kids, jealous of her outfits, but I put them together. It's like, why can't I dress myself like this?
Our kids have great energy. The other day I went to go kiss Violet on the lips and she put her hand, like, stop me with her right hand, took a bite of a mac and cheese bowl with her left hand, and then kissed me. She was like, motherfucker, I need
priorities.
To eat.
She knows.
Yeah. But I think I truly feel like at this point in my life, for Valentine's Day, I don't really, for any holiday, if you never got me anything for Valentine's Day, my birthday, Christmas, because I feel very fulfilled in my life. I don't need you to get me a gift for a special day. I feel every day is special, being with you, my daughters, and having my Venetia and Pimp and the lovely life that I have. And I feel like it's that I feel very positive in where I need to be. I do. I'm sorry. And a quick little trick, these shoes that I know you guys have been looking at, got them on Amazon. What you do is you put in the brand of shoe that you like for $900, like Ferragamo's or something like that, put the brand in Amazon, and then you get these puppies right from China. That they got dropped off in front of my door from a weather balloon.
Yeah, no.
Also, Vessi. Don't forget about Vessi.
Oh, yeah, don't forget about Vessi. If you want a... We have the Vessi shoes, right?
No, what
do I
like
do?
Them.
I use my Vessi shoes, which are waterproof and help keep my feet warm. I take them out. That's what I go to take the trash out. Vessi.com.
They got the Dymatex in them. Yeah.
Slash, they got the Dymatex. Use that promo code KS at Vessi.com. I take walks in them. Yeah, that's what I do. And yeah, they're the type of shoe when I stepped in dog shit, I didn't even clean them because I was like, you know what? They'll clean themselves.
You came into the house like that?
Yeah, I came in like that. Now, you ready for this? Now, here we go. So that's about Valentine's Day, but you ready? I want to go live. What I want to do is go live on patreon.com/ChristyComedy again this Saturday, okay? Not only does Jasmine have a spin class she's doing that I didn't know how she was going to do it post-surgery, but I guess that's out the window now because she's not getting the surgery. And
well, I don't know yet.
Okay, there's still hope. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I support whatever you want to do. For real. I know, like, I joke around a lot, but, like, whatever you want to do, it's, like, genuinely, like, it's totally fine.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But what I want to do, like, this is pay-per-view. We might actually have to do a pay-per-view. We might have to have Pim find out how we can do pay-per-view, have the whole crew set up there, because on Saturday, Jasmine is going to have to tell my mother that Delilah and the rest of the children are not practicing Catholicism anymore, and Delilah is not making her first communion.
What?
Bam!
I didn't say we were giving up on the religion completely.
Yes,
just
she did.
The sacraments, like, they've been baptized, and I think that's.
Yep. When she said Delilah's enough. Not making her first communion, I was driving like this. Whoa!
No.
Can't wait. So because you're going to have to tell my mom. I'm not telling my mom. I'm going to say, I don't know. She pressured me into saying it. She told
she's
me
she's going to think it's payback for not being here today for Valentine's Day.
She had to go to the mall. Yeah, literally. And here's the thing. You don't believe it.
Basically what I said was I didn't grow up in that way. I didn't do sacraments. I didn't grow up in the Catholic religion. So to me, the pressure that they put on you, like, it's not worth it. If you believe in God, if you're a good person, you're nice, like, whatever, like, that's fine. That's it. You don't need to be pressured into this.
What do you think's more pressure?
But I don't want to put that on you. Like, you grew up on the other side. So if it's important to you, then we do it.
What do you think?
The other side.
What do you think? What do you think's more
is that
pressure?
Wrong? I don't know how
do
to
you think
put
there'll
it.
Be more pressure? Do you think there'll be more pressure from my mom trying to make us get Delilah, make her first to get Delilah to make her first communion, or more pressure from you post-op getting your tubes tied? What do you think's more pressure?
What?
I don't know. I'm
just, like, scared of your mom right now.
Why?
Like, going,
you scared of a little old white
scared
lady?
Of her. She's just going to be very, like, extremely disappointed.
Well, no, because...
Wait a second. This is live.
No,
if
because...
She's like,
no,
is she on the Patreon? Is she listening?
No. No. Here's the thing. My dad
photos?
Is...
Photos? Don't you want the photos? Those are, like, the best photos of kids. No?
Communion? Yeah. Did you make your first communion, Pimpy?
Yeah, I did all that bullshit.
Confirmation, everything. YouTube, Venetia?
I can dress her up in...
So you only do you don't make communion. That's not a thing.
Have that as a thing.
So, okay, yeah. here's how
she
I feel.
She has to do penance. Like, she has to, like, yeah, she's 7 years old. What? Yeah.
Okay, here's how I feel. Honestly, first of all, I support your decision and your decision alone in not wanting her to make her communion, get her penance. This is all your idea.
You agreed with me in the car.
This is all your idea.
You totally agreed with me in the car.
No, but I was hungry, and I, all I wanted was egg and avocado, and I didn't get that.
With ham.
Yeah. So I feel like Catholicism, truly, all right, I'll be honest, is number one, it does feel a little bit forced to me right now to make our kids get baptized, to make our kids get communion and penance, because we don't practice. And that's by choice, because of, I grew up very Catholic. I, you know, was a part of the religion. It, you know, over the last 20 years, you know, all the money and power they have, all the scandal, the pedophilia, it did really leave a sour taste in my mouth from Father Bill that I like don't want to support that religion anymore. And I feel like a fraud to make my daughters go through these steps that I know I won't be enforcing on my end because I don't believe in it. My mother and father grew up in a different time, in a different world, when things weren't so open about the Catholic Church, where we grew up now, yeah, being like, so am I going to force my kid? I understand it's not everybody, and I'm there's a very high chance that the people involved in the churches in our area are very good people and wouldn't do anything like that, but still, systemically, the church has a problem. Religion systemically has a problem. And I believe I can have my own relationship with God and teach our daughters to have their own relationship, right, with God, and not have to put a gun to their head and make them take these steps and get these sacraments that we don't believe.
Right.
So
I feel like if it was their choice, like if they wanted to, fine, yeah, go for it. Even though they're kids, they don't really, yeah, know. But it, when I was a kid, I went to Pentecostal church, and that was like super,
yeah,
like strict. Like I couldn't wear pants. I couldn't wear makeup. I couldn't cut my hair. And I did that willingly, like I wanted to, you know, follow, right, that.
You couldn't wear pants?
No, they had to just wear like long skirts. You can't wear,
why,
pants.
Why couldn't you wear pants?
I don't remember the reason, but.
Really?
I couldn't even cut my hair. I had to keep my hair long.
Really? It's like culty.
Why. Yeah, yeah. But I did that. It was my choice. I wanted to do it.
Right.
And then I left it, and but, then I went, see, I went, see, the complete other way.
But see what I just said? I said that's culty. Now, someone from the Pentecostal religion might hear the communion, the penance, all that as culty.
Right.
So it's all culty.
Yeah.
So I, you know, and kind of like, I feel like, you know, getting my thoughts out there about it is, you know, I want you to tell my mom exactly what I just said.
I'm not telling your mom. You're telling her.
Why don't we tell her in Spanish? So she'll have, so we'll, she has to go Google Translate and we'll be gone.
Should we have Jerry tell her?
Well, my dad, Tampa Tony, keeps asking me, he's like, when is Violet's communion? When is Violet's communion? And I keep,
Delilah's communion.
Delilah's communion. I'm sorry. When is Delilah's communion? And I'm like, I keep saying like, I don't know. You know,
I'm like getting nervous. Like
she
I'm
doesn't want to. Our daughter doesn't want to do it. She's like, I don't care if I'm the only kid who doesn't do it. I don't want
to
do it.
Wait, and then you guys are still going to send them to Catholic school?
Well, that's the other issue. Is like, what if we're not going to practice it? Why are we sending them there? Now it's a good school, so that there's one thing. But I do think about that. Why
it's
are we?
It's a good school, and they still are learning about religion. Which is good.
To be honest with you, the penance that she has to. That she's mandated to go to is on a day where Jazz has a spin class, and
oh
I want
my
to hang
God,
out.
Don't make it about that. No,
I wanted to hang out with my friends in Queens. I just wanted to go. I thought we were gonna have like a fun day because the kids were gonna stay by mom, by Grammy, and then Jazz was gonna go do a spin class, and I was gonna be able to get drunk with my boy Chrissy the Greek, and now I got to do this penance. So I've just turned on the whole religion because of one day.
There's like truth to that.
Pimp, do you go to church anymore? Do either one of you practice? Do you pimp?
No,
you do?
But I want to go.
You
back.
Go weekly.
It could be fun. It's the original algorithm,
right?
So might as well see what it's about.
And what I will say about church is, I don't agree with the you have to go every Sunday or you're going to hell and you have to give money. But I do think having a relationship with God is important. And church is meditation to me. It's meditation to sit there for an hour and just meditate.
Like for me, it's not about God. It's about the universe. That's
right.
What it's about. So if you think of it that way, I believe the universe is weird.
Yeah, like I don't believe that Catholicism or any religion has to be your one or be all, but I guess religion is the gateway, like you said, to spirituality, which is to the universe. Do you still go, Manatia?
Yeah, I go.
Every week?
No, I don't go every week. I feel like church is more about community and like spirituality for me, and it's
right.
Not like, I hear what Catholicism is. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And like all this like pressure.
So there's not as much pressure with the Greeks.
We just got a new, younger priest, so it's just like, it's not so much pressure, and it's like, you know, if you can come, that'd be great. If not, that's fine.
Right. And there's not as many rules, like priests can get married there and all that stuff.
We have it way chiller.
Way chiller. Yeah, so. I know, and I think you heard it right on the head when you said church is about community. What's also about community is patreon.com/ChristyComedy. That can be your religion. And now we, by the way, we know why Venetia goes, because they have a hot priest. So she gave it away.
Greg, it's true. Are you blushing a little bit?
No, Venetia is dating the hot ones guy.
I mean, it's kind of hot.
So listen, you know me. You know I love ship station, making ship happen. We literally do not have a business unless we have ship station. Okay. I mean, in this landscape where free shipping and fast shipping is the norm, it can be hard for the small e-commerce business like ourselves to get by, keep up with all the orders. Well, we do it with ShipStation. Venetia says literally ShipStation is, she wants to marry ShipStation. And I told her she can't just yet. We're not sure if ShipStation's Greek. But if we find out ShipStation's Greek, she's in. That's how much she loves ShipStation. It literally is a lifesaver for our website, for our shipping orders. And you right now can go get a great discount from ShipStation. All you got to do is go, V, can you just scroll it? All you got to do is go to ShipStation. Go all the way down so I can just, yeah, there it is. ShipStation.com. I want to make sure I get this right. ShipStation.com, promo code chaos. You're going to get a free 60-day trial, okay? ShipStation.com, promo code chaos. You can make a lot of changes in 60 days. So why the hell not go on ShipStation, get a free trial, see if you like it. It's a 60-day free trial. I guarantee you, you're not going to want to go back. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. You will too. 60-day free trial, ShipStation.com, promo code chaos. Thank you, ShipStation, for sponsoring the show. Here we go. Guys, KiwiCo, I mean literally, what? Here, tell seriously.
I absolutely
KiwiCo
love this
is awesome.
Yes.
We use
yes,
it with
love
our
it,
kids.
Love it, love it.
Truly, I mean, Delilah made the pinball machine the other day.
Yep.
We literally
Delilah and Tristan love it,
and they love it. KiwiCo, literally, if you don't know what it is, it's a service that sends like children's craft lines. So they make headphones. They can make, you know, we did the volcanoes.
A lot of science involved.
Yeah. A lot of science ones. They have science ones. They have art ones. It literally is, we spend so much more time with our kids doing things like that. They're not on their phones and not on their devices. We're building stuff with them. It's giving them confidence. And it's toys that they use. I mean, Delilah used that pinball machine all the time that she built. And it's really, really awesome. They have 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories, something for every single kid. We love them so much. If you can just, and I just want to make sure I get the website and the promo code right. If
and
you
they're so proud of their creations.
They are proud so of their proud. Creations. I'm Chrissy KiwiCo. If you go to KiwiCo.com, that's KiwiCo.com/chaos, you're going to get 50% off your first month. 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com/chaos, okay? Make 2023 the year of discovery with KiwiCo. I genuinely love it. Jazz, I mean, it's the best product line that we've ever seen for our kids.
Yeah.
It's better than Nutella.
We should double up, actually.
KiwiCo.com/chaos, 50% off your first month. So, okay, so I think that we won't make the decision. I honestly think Delilah, too, is old enough now where I can honestly ask her, be like, do you want to do this?
But does she really, like, understand what it's about? Because I don't even understand what it's about, but I didn't grow up in that
religion.
You're
eating Jesus' body. That's it. Everybody gets a
That's
chance.
That's a good explanation.
Everybody gets a chance every Sunday to be Jeffrey Dahmer in their own little way. You get to eat the body and drink the blood. So,
like the communion, like I don't get like she's marrying God. That's how I understand it. I don't understand.
That's not it. No.
Because
yeah.
they're wearing like these little like wedding, thing. Little like wedding dresses.
Oh, well, yeah, that's where that comes from. I don't know. But I do feel like, yeah, we're sitting where I have new hair. I use new hair product. we're sitting. We are kind of sitting here trying like every other parent. Is excited about Saturday. Their whole life is about Saturday, where we're saying we're feeling forced to do this. And we have multiple friends who grew up as religious as we did, who are not doing that with their children. No baptism even. No baptism, no communion, no nothing. No, yeah. So we did the baptism, but my fear is that our daughter's going to feel left out being in a Catholic school where everyone's doing it and not her. And then she will.
But not everyone is doing it. There are girls in her class that are not
Get me the
doing
names
it.
Of the kids who I aren't will. Doing it. And I want to talk to their
moms. I legit
moms
have
today.
A headache and like a nervous tick in my eye talking about this. Thinking about like your mom's disappointment.
See, that's too much. Like we should just be like, you know what? We don't want to do it because we don't want to do it.
Your mom is never going to forgive me.
She's not going to. I mean, honestly.
She already doesn't like
there was so. No, that was never going to happen anyway. No, I'm kidding. No, she loves you. No, my mom genuinely loves you. She told me. She was like, I swear, at Violet's baptism, she was like, I just love, thank you so much for this. She was like, I'm so happy to see you.
Well, definitely not after Saturday.
No, she was like, I'm so happy to see you and Jasmine. Like, you know, I love her. She's so part of the family. It's great. That's what she said.
So what's your plan? How are you going to break up with your mom's religion?
Oh, my God. The room is spinning right now.
Should we just do it then?
Oh my God. I know.
Should we just do it? Should I just
but
make...
But you see, that's crazy.
Why is it crazy?
I don't know. I don't even want to make a decision. You do. You do it.
Do we have to... Does it have to be this Saturday? Because I really had like a good plan for this Saturday.
Stop with that. Stop.
No, I want to take your spin class and then go hang out with my friend Chrissy Greek.
And you take her to penance.
I don't want to do all that.
All right, anyway.
I'm just like annoyed by it. All right, well, now it's time to play a game. What are we naming this game? Couples Goals. We're going to do the Couple Goals, and we're going to see, we're going to pull up some pictures of couples and see if we can get to that level, okay? So let's go to the first one.
Okay.
Couple Goals. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Now, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson been married for many years.
Yeah, I don't really know about their relationship.
So they are a Hollywood couple.
Okay.
Okay, that most of the time don't make it. Yes, there's been some links to Tom Hanks being a Greek pedophile on Epstein's Island, but ultimately we don't think that's true. And Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have made it to their mid-60s. You know, Rita Wilson is the one who discovered My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She loved that show. She made them famous and that whole thing. And they've been married this whole time, have children.
For how long?
They've been married for what, 20, I think 20 plus years. Don't,
yeah. Wow. Like
20 plus years. They have kids in the industry. Like, wow. They've really made
Chet
it work.
Hanks
so,
is their child.
Chet Hanks. Do you know Chet Hanks?
No.
Chet Hanks. Well, you better hope Tristan never sees him, because if Tristan winds up like Chet Hanks, we got a problem. Do you think he was hot, Chet Hanks? Chet Hanks. Yeah, I think he's.
You have good taste, so yeah, I believe you.
He's the priest in Venetia's new church. So we could edit it out.
Yeah,
it's live.
All right, so a couple goals. What, like, do we want to be them?
Yeah, do we want to be them? Do we think we can be them, make it last?
We can be better than them.
Okay, I like that. We can be better than them. Jasmine has said she'll turn into a white woman. Now, Beyonce and Jay-Z, do we think we can make this? Not only, now, here's the thing with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Multi-billionaires, uber successful on both their rights. There is rumors that both of them, that how they last is because they have an open marriage.
Yeah.
What do we think of that?
Not goals for me.
No, so that's not going
to
happen.
No, I just think, that's not a rumor, right? I feel like he's throwing that in there. He wants to just throw that. He wants to add that. No, you know what? I just feel like there's just been a lot of drama with them. I don't want to, they're not goals.
You don't want the drama. Right.
Yeah.
Do you think Beyonce
I love them as individuals. I don't know if I love them as a married.
Like. So we don't want that. We don't care if people love us as individuals.
Well, I want both.
We want them to love us as individuals and together as a couple. Yes. Okay, great. Now let's go in here. Lacey and Scott Peterson.
Ooh, goals.
Do you think that?
Except the other way around.
That's what I'm thinking. do you think that you could truly murder me?
No.
You don't think you could?
No.
Not in an accident or
no. There are many times where I want to punch you in your face hard, like I want to break your nose. There are times that I want to do that, but I don't want to murder you. No.
By the way,
despite what people may have said in the past, I do not want to murder you.
Yo, I saw a hilarious tweet the other day. Like, I was dying laughing. Somebody tweeted, "They go dating a Latina is like eating an edible. It's fun at first, and then it hits you." And I went like that. No, but you don't think because I genuinely in my heart
do you
feel
think
like,
you could murder me?
I don't think that Scott Peterson thought he could murder Lacey and it happened. And I think that I could never murder you. I don't get mad at you like that. I have no emotions. I'm clinically depressed. I'm not present.
That's sweet. Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm floating. My life is like I'm floating deeper and deeper into outer space. And I can't
excuse me
ever see myself doing that, but could you?
I'm sad. That makes me sad.
What?
That makes me sad.
Why?
You have no emotions?
You have a hormonal issue. Maybe you should get your tubes tied to balance out your hormones. No, because now everyone's going to be like, you're pressuring her. I'm fucking kidding around, okay? I'm not pressuring her to do it. What do you think? I want to pay for this shit? I'd rather just pull out or use condoms, or I'll go on birth control.
Can't they have male birth control. You can't. Now. We've had every child because you just pulled out.
Well, I didn't necessarily pull out.
Wait, you should try that and report back.
Do they have male birth control?
Yeah. Oh, try it.
All right.
You might get the boobies you've always wanted.
What is it? Just drinking? Is it drinking Mountain Dew? just drinking. By the way, Jerry has an ulcer, you know, talks about so much pain in his ulcer. He used my car yesterday to pick up stuff. I go in there. He had a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew that he was drinking by himself. I'm like, where do you think your stomach pain's coming from, buddy? No. You have an ulcer. You can't. That's like drinking motor oil.
He does this at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, drinks at 7 in the morning. Goes, nah, that's not it. My doctor said that's not it. I was like, I'm telling you that's it. Our kids can tell you that's it. Oh yeah. God.
Fans do want to know, does TT have any Valentine's Day advice that she told you guys?
Aw. Yeah, let's
call.
I wish that he was here.
Hey, let me call. I'm going to call TT,
you
right?
You wish that he was here, too.
And we're going to get... No. This will be good. This will be good. But we're going to have to name the episode They Broke Up Again on Valentine's Day. Clickbait. Hey,
it's not
Jerry.
Work the second time.
Yeah. Jerry, we're here. We're live on the podcast right now. And the fans are asking you... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The fans are asking what advice you have for people on Valentine's Day.
What do I have? What I have for people on Valentine's?
What advice do you have for people on Valentine's Day?
If you marry, you have a husband, or if he's married, he has a wife, I would subject them to have a nice dinner, treat her nice, cook a nice dinner for her, or she'll cook a nice dinner for her husband, and spend the day together with the kids and the family, and have a beautiful time.
Okay, that's good advice. Now, also they wanted to know, what was some of the Valentine's days you had in prison with some of your boyfriends?
Oh my God, I had a Valentine's day every day, every night. In prison with a guy.
So, by the way, yesterday we were looking through some old pictures, and Jasmine said Jerry's ex in prison was like hot. Oh my God. Right?
Wait, no, but he said that wasn't one of his exes. That was just a friend, which is crazy to me.
Oh, by the way,
hot.
You know what else we found out yesterday,
no,
Pimp?
That was my husband.
Oh, that was your husband?
Yeah.
He was a really good looking guy.
He was hot.
And one of them was my husband.
Is there any chance he's a priest in a Greek church? homeless pimp, you ready for this? Yesterday we're looking through Jerry's pictures, which, by the way, Jerry, those Polaroids, can we post photos of them when we get home?
Sure.
You look great in those. It was amazing. But he was in prison with Meek Mill.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Cool. We were looking through it. I was like, is that Meek Mill? He was like, yeah, he was in the APBU with him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What happened with Meek Mill? Anything?
I forgot the other name of the other guy.
Anything happened with Meek Mill, by the way, or how was prison with him?
No, they were just good friends.
Okay, all right, we'll see you at home.
Every day. All
right. Valentine's Day is every day. They know that.
Oh, is that Liz, Jasmine's mom?
Yeah, Jasmine's mom.
Tell her we said hi.
It was also a choice before me.
Valentine's Day is every day. You shouldn't wait for Valentine's to give chocolate and a heart.
Valentine's Day to give chocolates and a heart?
No, Valentine's Day for me is every day. You shouldn't wait for Valentine's to give a heart and chocolate.
She wants chocolate every day. I don't believe in Valentine's because Valentine's should be every day.
Okay.
They're going to start arguing.
She said Valentine's Day should be every day.
Chocolate every day.
What? Who is she? Forrest Gump? All right. I'll see you guys later. Love you.
Bye.
They're gonna fight about that the entire way to wherever they're going now.
Do you see how much easier it would be to tell people like that we're not gonna do communion with the kids? Like, it's just simple. It's just a simple life. My dad, just simple. They wouldn't give a shit. Not even think twice. Where. My mom is going to have like a nervous breakdown.
But I think it comes from good intentions though. Like, your mom really does mean well, and it comes from so much love and just wanting like tradition. So it's not like a, yes.
Tradition. So I love my mom. And tradition is important. It is important, but I just don't know.
What's the equivalent for your mom of telling his mom this?
The equivalent would be.
Like what? If we told your mom.
Oh, because she just doesn't care. She's like, all right, whatever.
She's proud to be Puerto Rican. If we were like, oh, we're not doing any,
we're not going
to
be Puerto Rican anymore.
Well, yeah, we're not going to. No. Yeah. If I, yeah. If I said, I'm not going to let the, we're not, you know, celebrating the Puerto Rican Day Parade or something, she'd be mad. Or if I talk shit about Mark Anthony or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mark Anthony, let's play Smash or Pass. This is for Jasmine. We're going to ask you three people. Would you smash? Would you pass?
Now, Mark Anthony passed.
Already passed. There's some history here. Jasmine had an opportunity to date Mark Anthony, go on a date with Mark Anthony. She got backstage in his concert, God knows how. And Mark Anthony wanted to take her on a date, and she passed. And I always said,
would you pass?
First of all, no. Second of all, why would you not, at that time we were co-parenting, give our kids a chance to have a rich stepdaddy? You take that every chance you can get. And I don't know why you wouldn't smash him.
Because it's not about the money.
What's it about?
Love.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Tell that to the new foyer you just had me put in. Okay, Danny DeVito.
First of all, I'll say that I want something, but then I'm like, well, we don't really like need it, and then he'll just go full force for it. So Danny, it's like, he really wants it.
Now, Danny DeVito.
Ooh, smash.
Because, you know, short men, which we've known. No, seriously, I'm not meaning to be a dick. It's just No, I'm serious. Like,
he would be a good cuddler. Like, yes. He would be like, he's a little teddy bear.
So we'd pass on Mark Anthony. Are we saying we'd smash Danny DeVito?
I'd smash.
Wow. Smash. Good. Okay. Third up. Tristan Rega. What do we think of this?
Come on.
This is Jasmine's ex.
I would pass.
What? You would pass?
I'd pass.
Oh my. What about Lil Debo?
Sorry. I'm
in
gonna
the corner.
Have to,
what about?
I'm going to have to pass on them both.
You're going to pass on both of them?
Yeah.
But Debo can get you extra leg room on JetBlue.
Debo's a lot of fun, but I'm sorry, Debo.
You're going to pass on both? Well, I'm sorry, boys. I'd smash you both. That's what it is. I think we should ask Tristan also what he thinks about you getting your tube side. I think it's important to have him in that conversation.
I really don't think he gives a shit.
I think he does. That's it. We're going to have Tristan back on the podcast, by the way. Is that okay?
We should. Yeah, why not? You guys are good friends.
We are. We had a great time.
Go for it.
So you're going to say pass on Debo and Tristan.
I'm going to have to pass on both of them.
So the only one you're smashing in this is Danny DeVito.
Can we do this over again?
No, but you said you'd smash him.
No, can we just cuddle? Can I just cuddle? Do we have to smash?
You got to let him hump your leg.
Fine.
Okay. Danny DeVito, you're the winner of Smash or Pass. Are there any more? There's no more, right? Good. All right, good. That was a good game of Smash or Pass on Valentine's Day. Okay. Now, do you think people should be having, like, unprotected sex?
Should we do that for you?
Smash or Pass?
Yeah.
Well,
we can do it with women.
Yeah, but, well, we don't know what women...
That you haven't smashed? Anyway,
it just gave me gas.
It's probably the ham.
Seriously,
Chris,
it's Valentine's Day. Well, this was fun. Valentine? No, I honestly, I'm happy that you're my Valentine. Do you see yourself at any point in your life being not in a relationship with me? Do you ever see that? And how would that make you feel?
I don't know.
If
I'm not like a...
Because I don't see myself like that.
You don't see yourself like what?
I always see myself... I always see us with each other.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
But you have no emotions, you said.
But that's why I think I can do this for the long haul.
Wow.
Because it's day by day. It's just gray and gloomy. Wow.
So you're just going through the motions.
Like, no, no, you say that and I don't feel that way with you. All I do is think about to get home to my family, which...
We'll see you on Valentine's Day.
Huh?
Later.
Wait, you have no... If you thought this was good, wait until what I had Venetia...
Again, thanks, Venetia.
Wait until you see what I had Venetia get you...
You better stop.
Seriously. Literally, we got the number one best booth view of the city from TGIF Fridays. Venetia got it for you.
I love it.
Went through. She had to connect. Yeah. And then we're going on a double date with her and the priest.
I want to see a picture of the priest now.
I am.
Is he cute? Can you comment on that? No, like, is he cute? Is he hot? There's people
that watch this that are part of my... No, he's young. He's young. Okay. She said he was young. I was kidding.
Okay, he's just young. Okay, he's young and cool. And that's it. He's like, he has a cool vibe.
Okay, we'll edit it out.
Okay.
We'll edit it out.
Okay.
he sounds kinda hot to me, but by the way, let me, I saw, and it's just like honey. What is honey, you're asking? Who doesn't love honey? Let me tell you something. Today's episode is sponsored by honey, and it is the easy way to save when you're shopping on your iPhone or computer. You know, like when you find a deal, don't you feel smart and lucky and great? I know I do. Honey helps you do that. Honey is, imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, right? And when you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons. It can find that site for you, and right away, boom, you save money. If Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. I love Honey. I've been using it. Jazz been using it. She saved so much money. It's just literally, you know, our whole life, you'd always see the coupon lady at the supermarket. Honey's the coupon lady, and we love it. And Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your iPhone, too. Just activate it on Safari and your phone and save on the go. Now, right now, you can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/ChrissyChaos. That's joinhoney.com/ChrissyChaos, and you're going to get Honey. It's awesome. You'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. So go do it, baby. Be my little honey bunny. Magic Spoon, baby. I love this cereal. 13, 14 grams of protein, keto friendly, gluten free. It's literally, you can enjoy the cereal you used to enjoy as a kid without all that guilty pleasure. This is my favorite Magic Spoon. And they put TT Jerry on the cover, which is nice. That was a nice touch by them. And right now, if you put in promo code chaos, magicspoon.com/chaos, you're going to get $5 off your first bundle. And literally, Magic Spoon, this is the cereal. I have like 10 boxes down here. The birthday cake one. This is the birthday cake one because I love it. This is what I want to eat on my birthday. I want to eat every day, feels like my birthday, because they have birthday cake Magic Spoon cereal. And it's just, and you get jacked off it because it's got a lot of protein. And look at it. It's got 13 grams of protein, 4 net carbs, 0 sugar, grain-free and gluten-free, keto-friendly. Love you, Magic Spoon. Thank you for putting TT Jerry on the cover. Look. No. Oh, go down to the corner,
there
right?
We go.
No.
Wait, we lost it.
Factor. Go see where it says Factor Fiction?
Or the one underneath it?
Or that, yeah. That one, yeah. That one. That's just what, when I first met Pimp, that's what he looked like.
What are those called?
Mutton chops, and that Pimp had them.
Yeah. No, did you?
Literally, Pimp, the
that's pretty sick.
The glow up, the glow up of Pimp has been literally the only better glow up I can think of is Elliot Page. That's the only one who glowed up harder than Pimp. Yes, glow up, baby. But dude, y'all, if you really want to step it up, you got to get ungrailed. You got to get grailed.
You look like a principal.
Yeah. And every time I get a shirt and put it on, I go in the mirror, I go, grailed it.
Oh my God.
Remember, yesterday was history.
Your chest does look like hot in this one.
Thank you. Well, I got implants.
You took my implants?
Have you been liking the Christery segment I've been doing? You know, like the history stuff?
I love it. I'm learning a lot. It's really funny.
People actually, I was telling Venetino, by the way, who's doing a great job. She writes the stuff and edits it and does that. That's her project, and she's been crushing it on that. People have been coming up to me in the airport and some of my shows last week citing that they've been watching, liking and learning the stuff. So I appreciate, today we're going to do one on Napoleon, who always wanted his kind of girlfriend, lover, Josephine, to always have a nice, smelly, hairy pussy. That's what he asked for in his, swear to God, that's what he wanted. He said he craved like the naturalness of her. Yeah.
And do you understand that? Like, you like that?
I wouldn't mind if you had like a bush. I wouldn't mind that. You're always clean, but I wouldn't mind. If you wanted to let a hair grow, you could get some hair grow. You could do it. You know what you should do one day? You should let it grow out and then cut it like Bert from Bert and Ernie.
I don't even know what that would look like.
Yeah. Well, no. What can you do? What do you want? Seriously, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And I'll give
seriously,
it to you.
If you're no, asking don't make, me, don't make, if you're asking me like a week before or like.
No, I have plans.
If you're asking me when it's like too close to the, no.
No, I have plans. I have a plan, but I'm asking you in a perfect world, what would you want? But I already have the plan. I already have things set up. But what would you seriously want? Honestly.
I don't want anything. I want something that genuinely comes from you. Like those ideas that you came up with for that other couple. That was like really cute.
Okay.
Can I ask, what was the worst Valentine's Day he did for you?
It could be last year when you took me to the game.
What?
For yourself.
That's the bottom? Okay, that's pretty good.
How was that a bad Valentine's Day? courtside seats.
No.
Dinner before courtside seats at a Knicks game. How is this a bad Valentine's Day?
We haven't really had like what? I don't really remember like other Valentine's Days.
Well, the one before that was the pandemic, right before the pandemic. So I wasn't even your. Well, no, that was 2021. What did we do February? Oh, you were pregnant. February 2021.
So that means I don't get a Valentine's Day because I'm pregnant?
No, but I. You know what's crazy is like, you know, you got to be careful with what, not what you wish for, but, you know, my career now over the last year, it's like, you know, I think moved up because of the fans. Really appreciate that. They never put me on the Jumbotron anymore. Never. I went to maybe 15 Knicks games, not even close.
You were just like waiting?
Yeah. No, not even waiting. I was just like, oh, maybe they will see, but they don't anymore. But to be fair, Knicks are playing a lot better. And now, like, real celebrities are like Fat Joe and Ben Affleck.
Maybe you're a real celebrity.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I know what you mean. I know
you put yourself down a lot.
That's not even putting myself down. I know where I'm at. I'm talking about a real celebrity. Like, I'm not. Yes, some people know me, but it's not like I don't want to be a real celebrity. By the way, I don't. That's not what I want to be.
Okay, good. Ooh.
Grailed it. Any words to the camera, Jazz, that you want to say? Anything? Can you say Happy Valentine's Day, Papi, in Spanish?
I actually don't know how to say that in Spanish.
Let's
Feliz
find out.
Feliz Día de...
Valentine.
I don't know.
Feliz Día de San Valentín.
Papi.
How do you say I look hot in Spanish?
Te ves muy caliente, papi.
Oh my god, I'm tripping. What do you think Pimp's gonna do for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. Pimp, you wanna come hang out with us? Because obviously we're not doing anything either.
I think Pimp's gonna sit and have a Heineken and a salad.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty nice good Valentine's Day.
What do you think Venetia is gonna do? Valentine's Day. Do you have any Valentine's Day plans, by the way?
I do.
Oh, really? What's going on? Oh, you're going out with someone. Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Where are you guys going? Just to clarify. Yes, with a non-religious man. Yes. Where are you guys going out?
I'm feeling a little jealous right now. I don't care.
But you're booked.
Yeah.
Good for you. Venetia is booked. She got a date.
She has more plans than we do.
Well, she should.
Right.
She should. You know, like she's young.
It's new, so it's going to be fun.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the fun phase.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Yeah, then you're just for the rest of your life on cruise control.
Correct. So I'm gonna tell you how this goes.
I'm kidding, Jazz. What do you mean cruise control? We're going to fucking Sicily.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, well, you need to, you know.
What?
You can't go there with your tubes open.
Oh my! Oh, on that note,
Little Italy. Yeah, we're going to Sicily for your birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, again, but I'm not romantic and I don't do anything. But I don't do anything.
So that's one
thing. I'm taking you to Sicily for your birthday.
He
you took
always
me to a
does.
Fucking party on a rooftop with Joe DeRosa for my birthday.
It was a surprise party,
yeah,
and I think
Joe
it went
DeRosa
really well.
Ruined.
Oh my goodness.
That's one thing that he does really well. Like every year for my birthday, he'll take me somewhere really nice. He plans a trip.
Yeah, but I get shit for going to a Knicks game on Valentine's Day.
It makes up for all the other.
Well,
things that you
that.
Miss.
Thank you.
You do make up for it. I have to give you credit for that.
Our two big trips this year, Sicily and Orlando.
But
that's going to be sick, the trip in Orlando, though. Yo, we rented
and it's
this
really
Airbnb.
Like,
you saw that Airbnb?
But that's it's a family reunion
for your mom's birthday.
My family.
For your mom's birthday. Jasmine's entire family, like 50 plus people, will be there. So it's going to be great. I expect to see your family and the FBI.
What a time to be white.
I know.
Like now you chose to be white, but hello, I'm going to be vacationing with
a
bunch of Puerto Ricans.
I prefer gringo. Yeah.
You have to learn salsa before then.
Learn salsa before? Well, that's going to be your surprise. You don't know what I've been working on. I've been working on a full choreographed dance.
Oh, that's how we met. You said you were a salsa instructor.
Yeah. I did. We met with a lie. And it's only blossomed
and it
from
set
there.
Set the tone for the entire relationship.
That's what it is. My name is Chris DeCifano. Sorry. Yo, doing? Give me back my sweater.
Can I leave now?
Yes.
Am I done?
Is there any chance? I hope you fall down the stairs in those boots.
He's jealous. You want to wear these boots so bad.
I had pimp mount cameras to every stairwell in here. Just in case that'll be your Valentine's Day gift. That's what I'll put on your little picture frame. It's just a montage of you falling down the stairs.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you. So like sweet. Thank you. All right. Well, now, yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Do you feel done? What are you going to do now? Because I have to do some more work after this. What are you going to do?
I'm going
to
eat. I might go shopping.
Really?
A little bit of shopping.
Okay.
Let me pick something up for you?
Yeah.
I'll get you something.
Yeah, get me, what do I want? They have a Chobani near here. I want a yogurt.
He wants. That's what he asked for.
Oh, you meant like from Gucci or one of those
I wasn't planning on going into Gucci. Let's relax.
Allegedly. Why don't you get me, I want something from Balenciaga. Balenciaga?
Oh my God.
I want Balenciaga.
All right, we're out of here.
I want glasses. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Go kiss Yay. Bad Bunny. Enjoy the day. Remember, as Jasmine said, it's about love. It's about treating every day like Valentine's Day, not just today from the corporate holidays. And
but I am okay with like taking that one day to make it extra special. Why not?
Yeah,
make him feel good.
And if if you forgot to take a picture on Valentine's Day, don't worry. Go to ChineseWeatherBalloon.com. They have all your pictures there, uploaded into their mainframe. And should be fun. This might be the last Valentine's Day during peacetime because next year we might be in nuclear war. So really enjoy it because next year, you know what we're going to do next year for Valentine's Day? Eat the 30-day supply of fettuccine Alfredo I have in the basement, put on my night vision goggles, take our iodine tablets, and just live in the basement under the rubble. Enjoy, love. Yes, I know. All right, I'll see you later. Get your tubes tied.
That was good.
You're still alive. You're still alive.
Oh, imagine. She just smacks me. All right, what did you guys think of that? That was the first live page. What did you think? So remember, this episode comes out on YouTube now next week. So we're going to do, this is the plan. Every week it is live for the $5 and up. Anybody who's at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, it is fully live. And then the episode comes out a week from now on YouTube to the public. So if you want the early access, this is where you get it. Tell your friends.
There's a live thing where they can just write in. While
People been writing in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and you know, this is the first one, so it'll hopefully grow from here. Just keep growing like a wart.
Yeah, hopefully this wasn't too bad, and they're like, nah, no thanks.
Why do you always say that you're bad? You're great at this stuff. This is what like people like.
You love to throw me like in the lion's den. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Like, you know, because I'm not a comedian. I'm not like, you know, a person in the spotlight. I don't know what to talk about. Like, don't worry about it. We'll just go with it.
But you're good at flowing with it.
Give me stuff to like talk about.
But you're good at flowing with it.
And I come in here with like my stomach turning, like, oh my God, what am I going to say?
But you're good at flowing with it. The stomach turning thing, you think it could turn the tubes?
You need to let go of that.
I'm kidding. No, I've told you.
This makes me like not want to get it.
I told you privately yesterday, and when you were having the shred, you had a little shred of doubt. Yes, I said, do not do it. If you're feeling a little shred of doubt, do not do it. I told you that. What I say on the show is I'm being silly. I told you that. Do not do it.
Are you going to try the birth control then?
What, Mountain Dew? Yeah. I'll drink a bunch of Mountain Dew. All right. We got to do the ads.
I got to eat something.
Go eat. Oh, God, you want to eat something?
Oh. Those are so tight.
It's clean.
Those are so tight.
I know. All right.
Put this right here?
Yeah.